This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. That's the name of the show, folks. You know why we call it that? Because we truly, honestly, seriously want to know what's on your mind. And we love hearing from our fine listeners. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get it sizzling. Waiting for your call. Best call this hour. Win some tickets to the fair. You take your pick of fairs. Red River Valley Fair that's on right now in Fargo. Minot, North Dakota State Fair next week. Or a Moondance Jam. You can go there, too. I'll buy you free barbecue at one of the fair-like events for the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest next week, too, if you'd like to do that. Choice Financial, putting people first, bringing you our special broadcast next week. Crestwood, Connections for America's Energy. $1 million they donated to the community of Mandaree yesterday. Pat on the back for the folks at Crestwood, giving back to the community in a big way. Is that cool? And that's, of course, what Choice Financial does, too. They love giving back to their communities. They put people first. We're going to tell you some of those stories next week on the program. Really looking forward to that as well on What's On Your Mind. So, all right, give us a ring and let's chat today. Donald Trump has announced moments ago that, in fact, what we have heard in the way of media reports and rumors for, I guess, the last week or so, that Mike Pence was rising to the top amongst this group, is the guy. Mike Pence, the former 10-year member of Congress from Indiana. I have interviewed him a number of times when he was in Republican Party leadership. I've always found him to be a very nice person. Very nice. He's a, what I think about this pick in this way is that he's not the flashy pick. He's not the we really need to win Indiana pick, although that's, you know, often a swing state as well. But he is a governing pick. I think he is there to provide a balance for what Donald Trump sees as an area that he could shore himself up in. And that is Donald Trump's not a pastoral type. Right. He is a pound the table. Here we go. Go, go, go. Kind of high charging guy. And Mike Pence is more pastoral, I think. And the contrast probably is the reason that they won. But the reason I have such great confidence that Donald Trump will be a great president if he's elected, and by the way, I believe he's going to win big. I really do. I continue to have a sense of peace of Donald Trump's fortunes come November. I can't give you any reason for that other than a gut feeling. But Donald Trump, the reason I am is all in for Donald Trump as I have been is after a conversation at the North Dakota Republican Convention with Ben Carson. Dr. Carson and Kevin Cramer and I sat down for about a half an hour before we did an interview that you can see on our websites where he talks about some of this and heard a story of a man you don't see on TV and one who's very cerebral, very much a listener, very much a sponge, but a good leader who really connects with people one-on-one. And I'm guessing what happened here is that he and Mike Pence really connected. He trusts Mike Pence. And so I think this is more than, it's sort of like if he's hiring a number two for a company he has. He's gonna you know, find somebody that has the resume, and Pence does, a governor, a congressman, solid, you know, conservative credentials. But where's my gut on this guy? Do I think he'd be a good fit? I think that's what Donald Trump has done here. And honestly, I kind of wanted an old wow pick. I wanted a little flashy pick. We didn't get that, but maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay. Maybe he knows more. I tell you what, if I believe he's going to win, what I care most about is his governing pick. And Newt Gingrich will have some role in the administration. I can about guarantee you he will. He'll be a senior advisor or something to the president. A lot of these other people that have been mentioned, I think, will find their way to the top as well. I'm rooting for Rick Santorum at Health and Human Services. Oh, baby, would that be something. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. And what do you think of the pick? We, of course, also have the horrific news of 84 people dead, 20-plus injured in yet another terrorist attack. Nice, France, last night. Dominate a lot of our conversation here today as well. Tell me what's on your mind. Tom, West Fargo, you're next.
Oh, hi, Scott. Yeah, say, my take, there's a gentleman called in and said he wanted to know what he could really do. He was really concerned about everything that was happening. And it boils down to is that we need to repent. This nation really needs to repent and turn back to God. That's the bottom line. And this God's going to judge this nation. It's not going to be nice. This may not go over real well with a lot of listeners, but that's about it.
Well, everybody has to. I mean, what you're saying is just recognize your own failings and have a little, a little love for a neighbor. And those are some simple, basic biblical principles. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that message at all, Tom. Whether it's received or not is something beyond your control. But I don't think there's anything wrong for you saying it at all. Pretty basic, pretty simple. Tim says, now you know why, when searching my inner being, I can't find an atom of love. This evil has got to stop. It is hard. There's no doubt about it. It is hard. I get that. But I think if you can't find an atom of love when there's terrorism in the world, it ends up eating you up more than it ends eating them up. I really do. Randy and Minot, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I just want to reiterate kind of what the previous caller said and what a lot of people are saying. It's the hardening of the heart. It's Mother Teresa is about ready to be beatified as a saint, and I don't think anybody walking the earth in the last many, many years has led an example close to Jesus like she has and what she's done. And she said that until there's peace in the womb, there won't be peace on earth. And I think there's a lot to that. And I'm a truck driver, and for the life of me, I just can't see somebody get so evil that they can do what they do. I see a mother mallard with eight little ducklings all in a row, like they say, walking across the highway. And aside from killing another person coming the other way or putting myself in the ditch, I do whatever I can to avoid running over them. And to have somebody do what they've done, it's just unfathomable. And I just hope that people will start to realize that this isn't a gun control. This isn't a race, whatever. This is a religion that they're not, I don't even know if we should call them extreme terrorists, Muslim extreme terrorists. They might just be good Muslims, according to what I've heard about what their book tells them to do. So maybe we just need to open our eyes and stop being so blind to what's really happening in the world.
Appreciate your call. Profound statements when you think about them from Mother Teresa. Did you hear what he said? Her quote, there wouldn't be peace in the world until there was peace in the womb. Just think about that. Number one, is there anybody anywhere that doubts the wisdom of Mother Teresa, the place she played in humanity, right? And then to think of that statement, and if there are anybody that doesn't connect, okay, what does that mean, peace in the womb, to ending the life of an innocent child in the name of convenience or birth control or something like that. Wow, those are incredible words, Randy. Appreciate the call. Chad in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. What do you think of Donald Trump's pick?
Well, I think it's not a bad pick. I think he's going to appease a lot of people. Question I do have for you, though, is where do you think Ted Cruz's position will be in the administration? Number two is that do you think there's a possibility that we could, Obama has basically created a bunch of this unlawfulness out there. Is there any way that your folder and the rest of his clowns would be could be held accountable? And number three, is there any which way or shape or form you think that we could possibility put Hillary out for treason, even if she's given the pardon? There's certain things that Clinton Foundation would be still accountable for because of the actions that they've done.
Yeah, those are all good questions. I don't know how well equipped I am to answer them. I would think there'd be a huge let's say Donald Trump wins.
Yeah.
And he is president. There will be a huge Republican Party establishment. You know, the Paul Ryan wing, for lack of a better term, okay, of the party, the congressional wing, to say, you know, politically it'd be suicide to go after Hillary. It'll just, it'll be more fights. Let's just put out a new agenda and go forward. I think, you know, to me, there's right and there's wrong. And if we believe there was a wrong, then there ought to be a track that continues to investigate, even a review of what they decided on, you know, whether it be Benghazi or anything else. And I see there's two Benghazi survivors that are speaking at the convention. I'm so glad that would not happen under Mitt Romney. You know, Mitt Romney wasn't going to have anybody there. John McCain wasn't going to have somebody that knew President Obama from his Reverend Wright years, right? There. So, you know, maybe it'll be different, but there will be a push. No doubt about that. Chad, appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. I'll mention my comments on Ted Cruz after the break here.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklick, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklick once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklick name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Make this the year that you attend one of the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Here's the scoop. Tuesday the 19th, the Mandarin. Thursday the 21st in Stanley. Free and open to the public. Free barbecue, free music, great music. Tin Star in Stanley and ND22 in Mandarin. The barbecue's fantastic. There's Bakken info sessions with Q&A, Ron Ness, Lynn Helms, and more. 2 to 4 p.m. with the information sessions. 4 to 7 for free barbecue, live music, and lots of fun. Mandarin on Tuesday the 19th, Stanley on Thursday the 21st. See you there.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at GrainStuff.com.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Events going on around the world, the United States, and then we got a bunch of group of people that are chasing a hologram around who are disconnected from the world, from the people, from the culture. I mean, that Pokemon deal, why don't they focus their energy onto something that's, you know, really constructive, hook up with reality, you know? This is a joke. But anyway, and thinking that France was no joke. Everybody needs to tighten up. They got pretty lax laws in some of these countries.
That's
Have a good weekend.
You too. Good thoughts. I tell you, we're going to give that caller safe fare passes because that's a good comment. Think about that, folks. Now, again, I'm all for people enjoying whatever to unwind. But I have to tell you, I was at the Scandinavian Heritage Park in Minot over the weekend. I'd sent the family back from the family reunion, and I was headed to, Antler. And so I had a little time to kill. I'd never actually walked through the park there before. Seen the church they put there and all the stuff. I'll go there. And it was Sunday afternoon. And there were probably 50 people there. I thought, well, this is a busy place, you know. But 40 of those 50 were walking around with their phones. And they were probably in the, I'd say 18, 19, 20 range on up to mid-30s, okay? And I had no clue, zero clue of any of this Pokemon, whatever this thing is that I've now heard about, because law enforcement in a couple of cities has been raising concerns to say what's going on, including in Minot and also in Fargo. And I asked one, I said, are you doing a treasure hunt thing or what? Yeah, kind of like that. And then until I saw the stories about the law enforcement, I didn't get it. And we had a little joke around here yesterday because there was one in our building. I don't know how they plant them, but there was one in the bunker where I do the show. So one of the staff members said, hold your hand out, and then took a screenshot of me having in my hand one of these dumb Pokemon things. And I thought Pokemon was just gone and out of here. I don't know where it came from. I heard it started from April Fool's joke and everything else. Whatever. It is what it is. This caller,
well, that was an app.
This caller nails it. Because, you know, there's more people that care about that than care about who's president. There's more people that care about that than what happened in France or Orlando or anything else. And that could spell the end of the United States of America as we know it, in my mind. That, you know, you turn on a bunch of robots doing stupid stuff, that, you know. Now, again, some people might say, well, what's the difference from that and just taking a walk, going for a bike ride? You know, okay, you know, that's fair. If, in fact, 80% of what they do is engaged in, you know, things that matter, a livelihood, raising a family, you know, love of country, you know, care of fellow man, and, you know, 20% is R&R, and that's just how I choose my R&R. For those that are robots about it and getting all wrapped up in it, I'm with that caller, big time. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline welcoming your calls, 800-228-0550. Tell me what you think of Mike Pence as Donald Trump's pick. Good, bad, and different. Oh, I'm bummed. I wish he'd have picked somebody else. Hey, he'll be pretty good. It'll help. It'll hurt. What do you think? It's official. Been announced by Donald Trump in the last half hour that Mike Pence is his selection for vice president. When this whole started, I don't think he was on anybody's list. Now he's the pick. But hasn't Donald Trump broken every other norm in politics? So that doesn't surprise me at all. I want to know what you think. Lamont and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I think that Pence is going to be a good pick for vice president. And also,
Can I ask you why quickly, Lamont, before you go to your next point? What gives you confidence in him?
I honestly think that the calmness that Mr. Pence has is going to be a good balance to what Mr. Trump is. And like Newt Gingrich said, who I like, you know, we're too much alike. So I think they've got a balance there that will appease a lot of these people who are against Trump simply because for his outrageous comments and stuff that he makes at times, which I think we need. I think we need to wake up.
That's good points, Levon. Very good points. You said calmness. And you know what's funny about that? Ironic, my daughter texted me during the break. She said, what do you think about Pence? What do you feel about Pence? Here's exactly what I wrote verbatim. Solid conservative, calm manner. You know, to your point, calmness. Big pro-lifer.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump picked him because he wanted a contrast to his personality.
I agree with you.
Yeah, we're on the
same
page.
That I was a big supporter of Ben Carson because I figured after what has gone on over the Obama years, we need something that's going to bring some restfulness to this country. We are so tied up. We are so out of control. We need something to calm us down. But that isn't why I called. I called because of that young man who was so concerned about what happened last night. He's talking about his children. I'm talking about my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Those babies are innocent. They've had nothing to do with what the mistakes you and I have made over the years in not being active enough in our country and letting God be taken out of our country. But I have an idea of what we could do before they bring in the next 500 Muslims into Fargo, which they're supposed to do this summer. Maybe we need to do like Black Lives Matter. Get 1,000 people out there surrounding Lutheran Social Services. Cut off their funding from us local people, because I know that what they get from the federal government really supports them. I think, like Trump and Dr. Carson, that we should be supporting them in a safe zone over in their own world where they can take and practice their faith and their ways instead of try to destroy our Christian values. So I'm not an organizer, but if there is somebody in North Dakota who could organize something, I sure would help them. We need to bring attention to this.
I'm with you, LaVon. I'm with you. It's a fine suggestion. And can you imagine what they'd call us? I don't think it'd be, I don't think the sympathy afforded the Black Lives Matter protesters would be afforded us.
But they've showed us how to organize.
There you go. And be effective. And, well, of course, they have a sympathetic media that helps, so. Big time, LaVon. But it's a good point. It's a very good point, and something ought to be done. I appreciate your call. I hope you will call again. Tom in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. I'm glad to be on. I just wanted to comment on Trump's choice. I think Trump is showing how smart he really is. He's a great leader. He's pushy. Something this country needs at this point after Obama and his apologies to everybody in the world. I think by having an opposite effect with his vice president choice shows how much he's thought about it. I think we've got probably the best leadership going forward in the time we're in. I wish he was a little more with Trump on blocking the borders, but I think that will come.
I don't think his position would override Trump's for sure. Tom, you can finish on the other side of the break here. Stay tuned. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
When I get to tell you about my friends at B-Mobile, and especially when it pertains to a product that can keep your family safe. Have you heard about Hum by Verizon? Well, I'll tell you what, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, you know, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. They're more than just phones and tablets. They want to introduce you to Hum by Verizon, the perfect tool to make your car smarter, to make your car safer. It has features like roadside assistance and diagnostics, maintenance reminders. I like this one, vehicle locator. That's a good one, too.
How many times have we been someplace and you can't find the car? It happens.
How about this? Mom or dad wondering why Johnny or, you know, Janie are not home. Where are they? I'm worried. Well, you know where the vehicle is. Hands-free Bluetooth calling is part of this as well to make communicating safer as well. And for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment. The activation fee and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So it's a good deal. Get Hum and go. BeMobile.com to find a location near you. They're all throughout North Dakota. Minnesota, too, and Thief River, Bemidji, Detroit, Lexington region. Connect to communicated B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Tom and Bismarck was making a point about Mike Pence, rather, before the break. And a good one, I think. Did you also you have some more to add on that point or anything else, Tom? It sounded like you weren't quite through, so I didn't want to.
Yes, and I agree with the comment you made. I don't think he's going to change Trump's mind by any means. I just think for everyone involved, the more he's on board, the better we look. The tragedy in France is just that. It's a huge tragedy. We're fighting people who believe we're infidels, and because of that, we should be killed. I'm hoping that the people in America will realize how much we have here. I've been overseas. I've fought in a war. Nobody wants to send their young men there, but the United States of America is the home of democracy. It is the home of the hand that's going to help others. We need to make sure we're helping ourselves. We need to get the people in America to bow down and pray and thank God that we have America the way it is. The Black Lives Matter campaign, what a campaign. I just wish it was directed more for all the killings that are happening black on black. It's not the police that are the enemy. It's the thought process that's the enemy. Until they heal themselves, I don't see us healing the United States. We need to pray for our policemen. They're out there hanging it out there every day to defend us, just like them young men are overseas. We need to pray for them and back them in any way that can be done. And if everybody would stop today and just say, God bless America and what can I do to help, it would be a lot better world than what we have now.
Couldn't say it much better myself. Couldn't say it much better myself, Tom. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it very much. Okay.
Thank you. 800-228-0550,
701-258-0550. Indiana Governor Mike Pence, Donald Trump's pick for a vice presidential running mate. Did he make the right choice? Love your reaction today on the program. Emailer says, sadly, Pence will not help Donald with the GOP elites that are killing the party. The only thing that those elites hate more than Donald Trump is a conservative. They detest us and will do their damnedest to get Hillary elected. Anything to keep a real conservative out of office. Another texter says, as conservatives, should we vote our principles or our interests? It'd be in our interest to vote for Trump so Hillary doesn't win. But what does it say about us if we have to violate our principles to make that vote? Texter says, Brian from Watford. All right. Love the Tea Party candidate Trump. Has much wow going on by himself. I don't think he needs it for the vice president. Good for balance. All right, good point. I think that's an answer to my comment that I was kind of hoping for a oh wow factor. I don't know why. I don't know that you need one. But, you know, like Ted Cruz. And when everybody goes, oh my gosh, big rival, you know, the joining forces, you know. But I think it's fine. I think it's Trump being Trump. And I think it's a little insight into how Trump would govern, which is different than how he campaigns in a more bombastic way. Scott, did you say Connie Rice's social stances that conservatives might not like? And Trump is your guy? That's either funny, sad, or extremely hypocritical. I'll let your listeners decide. Well, Condi Rice, as I recall, is pretty adamantly pro-choice. That's what I was referring to. She said that in some interviews before, and I know she's been vetted for, and it's one of the reasons she's cited as not wanting to be a candidate in the Republican Party, because she knows that's a position at odds with the majority of Republicans. Donald Trump is pro-life. So that's what I'm talking about, and I'd always let the listeners decide. It's what I do. Every day, right here on this program. Let's see here. Another texter says, I'm not sure why this is from you, Todd. We got a notice that the city of Brookfield, Wisconsin is going to be discussing bookkeeping on the evening of July 19th. So for any of our
beekeeping.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
It's
I thought I said beekeeping. Did I say bookkeeping? Okay. Back the tape up. Beekeeping.
Tape.
My eyes are going bad.
Do we still use tape?
I saw it was beekeeping, but I'm not sure why I said bookkeeping. But anyway, for our listeners in Brookfield, beekeeping, July 19th, maybe, and I shouldn't have even said this word now that you've roped me into this, because if it's beekeeping, we could once again have people.
The movement is called Be the Change.
Is that right?
I'm not sure, you know. the flag and K-Fire, I mean, we have apps. You can get us in Wisconsin just fine. I'm just not sure it was really something they planned on us covering, you know, as our top story. But you never know.
Texters, I want to get through these texts because it's been a while here. Not only was it guns that stopped the attacker in Nice, France, it was guns in the hands of good guys. Another texter. It's all about building the dependent class to increase Democratic voters. 91.4% of Muslims are on welfare and other taxpayer assistance and staying on assistance for life. I wonder where that stat comes from. Is that in the United States? Is that other countries? A lot of questions that I would have from that. Back to the phones in just a moment here. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Couple lines open at 800-228-0550. Three things every American can do, says another texter. Be alert. Prepare to stop the attacker by any means. Get first aid training to assist the overwhelmed first responders. Exactly right. Todd, you and I still have to do our CPR, first responder training.
Yeah, true.
Phil's in on it, too. North Dakota Safety Council doing some good work there. And we pledged on the air we're going to do that. Van in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Todd, good morning to you.
Morning.
Hey, just wanted to kind of, I don't have any problems with Mike Pence. I think he's got some good conservative credentials. I think he'll make an excellent juxtaposition to Trump's brashness, so to speak. But I think people are not giving Trump enough credit for being as cerebral as a lot of people are now saying that he is. I think that he puts a lot of thought and takes a lot of advice from people and then puts things together and makes the decision himself. So I think that's a good way of going about things. The other thing about these terrorist attacks, it just seems to me that we've got to start thinking about our country and the world in this one nation thing that we're all talking about, one world order. We've all got to, you know, join the world community. We've got to start thinking about ourselves and how is this affecting the American people. Talking to a young woman last night at a hamburger joint while I was getting a burger and a beer, I asked her, what do you think about this? 24, 25 years old. And she thinks that we need to quit televising all these things so much, that the media is exacerbating the situation, that the media is the cause and not the Muslim religion. And we've got to start understanding that it's not all Muslims. I said, she says, it's not all Muslims. I said, I'll agree with you there. But it is Muslims that are doing the majority of these horrendous, heinous attacks.
At least she didn't think it was. At least she didn't think it was our actions that's causing them to do this. That we're to blame because of our action, how we act. That's progress. But the idea that if you didn't put it on TV, it wouldn't happen anymore is a little silly, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Not show it on TV and just kind of go la-di-da about with our lives and not admit that there's a problem? I mean, maybe we need to show more on TV. Maybe we need to show the decapitated bodies. Maybe it'll wake people up a little bit to show how evil these people are. Wake up, people. The younger generation has been just inculcated with this belief that it's our fault, it's America's fault, that we are the problem for the problems with these Muslim terrorists, which is what they are. I don't need to understand them. They're killing us. You know, and we've got people that can't even go out and watch a fireworks display without worrying about what's around the next corner. Is there somebody in a pickup truck, somebody in a lorry, as they call them over there, but a 25-ton truck mowing people down?
Right. You couldn't be more right, Van. You could not be more right. Well said. That's why I love this show, love this audience. Very well said.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
What's on your mind? Final segment, Friday edition of the program. Oh, darn it, the week goes fast. Where'd it go? It's out of here. Had a lot of fun this week, too, in Minot and Antler and up there in rugby as well, getting ready for the big gooseneck implement auction next Wednesday. A lot of things going on, so great fun. Tell you a little bit about Medora here before we let you go for the day, but some calls waiting to weigh in. Last chance on the phones on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. It's sizzling, has been all day, 800-228-0550. Ben and Mandan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that terrorism is a strategy of bullies, and the terrorists are bullies, and that there's only one way to deal with a bully, and that's just ratchet it up so that he can't take it anymore, you know? And what we did in World War II with the Japanese was ratchet it up so they couldn't take it anymore, and we won. And but the thing is that what we've been doing to fight the terrorists in, Afghanistan and Iraq, it's been mamby-pamby. It's just been it's just been wimpy, and we're more concerned about putting our guys up for trial. If we think they might have done something wrong, then we are kicking the enemy's butt. You know?
No, I don't worry about rules of engagement under a President Trump. But I think they have been dangerous, very dangerous under President Obama. And sadly, some of that started under President Bush, 43. All right, we're going to go to northern Minnesota, northern North Dakota, then off to Medora, ladies and gentlemen. So, Frank, northern Minnesota, your best 30 seconds. Lay it on me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Morning, Scott. Respect our policemen, our cops. You know, a lot of our cops have went into the service, and they've put in their 4 or 6 years, and then they came back and they got to be cops. And I grew up in the 60s, and they spit on the guys that came back from Vietnam. Now we have more respect for our cops, I mean our policemen, and our soldiers. And just if they stop you, be courteous. Say, sir, yes, sir, no, sir. Because a lot of them have, you know, background in military, and sir could be short for officer.
Good points, Frank. Thanks. John, northern North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I'd like to weigh in on the Pokemon. Personally, I would never play the game, but I was just scanning over the Breitbart website, and I seen an article there where two men plunged over a cliff playing Pokemon, one 50 feet and the other 90 feet. So I kind of have a saying, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Have a good day. God bless America.
Yeah, no kidding. Be careful. Be careful, folks. It's dangerous stuff. Hey, you know what? There is one cure for everything that ails you. It's called Medora. If you're stressed over whether it's Donald Trump's pick for vice president, although nobody really was today, just a few others had other suggestions, but now that it's official, most folks seem okay there. Or this tragedy in Nice, you sit there at the Medora musical, you go to the new, the brunch on Saturday and Sunday, the gospel brunch, or steak fry, and all the weight of the world comes off your shoulders. That's why places like this exist. North Dakota's number one vacation destination. Justin Fisk back with us to tell us about the weekend and some things coming up in Medora. How are you, Justin?
Good morning, Scott. Things are beautiful in the Badlands this morning, man.
They're always beautiful, but they're especially beautiful today, right?
Absolutely. Well, I've been listening to the program and thinking about our nation's military officers and police officers and veterans, and I just I'm thinking back about this past weekend where the once a year that we get to honor our veterans was so nice. We had Colonel Connors, the commander of the 91st Missile Wing out of Minot, North Dakota, and Colonel Dave Teeley from the North Dakota Army National Guard, and we had about 500 veterans and 2,000 people at the Medora Musical on Sunday, and it was just a great time, like you say, to thank our veterans, our military personnel. There were a lot of police officers who used to be military veterans, and it was just great. And you're right. It's a place where you can kind of let go of all of the stress of the everyday world, and that's my personal favorite part of Medora, Scott.
It really is. I love it. I do. I said around that corner, and all of a sudden you see town, and you're just, okay, thanks. Everything's right with the world, you know, and go find your little place that's perfect for the time, whether it's golfing at Bully Pulpit. And the golf is great there, always. You know, the course is among the most, it's just fantastic. If you've not golfed Bully Pulpit, you got to do it. Go out there and have a great time. But there's something for everybody, for sure. Any fun you suggest this weekend?
Well, this weekend is going to be really fun because it's our third annual gathering of TRs, which you know it, Scott, but Joe Weekend is our TR, and he's the best TR repriser in the world. He's back in town, and there are going to be 7 teddies roaming Medora starting today. There's a schedule full of Theodore Roosevelt events tomorrow on Saturday that you can get tickets for just $15. And it's something that was an idea a few years ago, and the fans and the audience love it. And so we had to bring it back. This is our third year now. And they'll be at the Medora Musical on Saturday night. And it's definitely a great weekend to shoot over to Medora. I always encourage people, hey, if you don't have any plans, just get in the car and head west, because we always have great seats available from the Medora Musical. There's not a bad seat in the house. The best ones just go first.
And there's nothing like an impromptu trip for making memories. You say, didn't even plan it. We did it. Oh, it's just fantastic. So that's a great idea. Otherwise, Maduro.com, 1-800-MADURO1 for your tickets. Great places to stay, great fun. It is the best. Thanks, Justin. We'll chat with you later.
Bully.
Bully for Maduro, by golly. We'll see you later, folks. God bless you. Checking in at Cleveland next week, plus the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Lots to do next week. Have a great weekend. If you have a bathtub and want a shower, if you have a bathtub and want a better bathtub, maybe a walk-in tub, I can help. Bath Planet is the group. Bath Planet offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Let me say that again. Bath Planet, right here in North Dakota, offers bath and shower renovations in as little as a day. Easy to keep clean, beautiful, made in the USA. Bathtub or shower, you use it every day. I'd love for you to have a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how this new tub or shower would look with the Bath Planet Design Studio. It's great. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns, and, of course, every kind of tub you can imagine. And all of this comes with a lifetime warranty and the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Call this number, 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289 or online at bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll get a $500 certificate from Bath Planet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.